If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
First up joining us today is Joey Nigro, who is with Delaware North Sports Service. He is the general manager of all things culinary at U.S. Cellular Field. And Joey, thank you very much for joining us. Nice to have you with us. Hello.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us, you know, what's going on? I mean, U.S. Cellular Field has, you know, kind of become famous for adventurous culinary items, you know, outside the traditional kinds of foods. What can we expect? What are we looking forward to this year?
Well, thank you for the kind words. Yes, we do pride ourselves on offering a little bit higher-end general concessions items, basically. This year, a lot of our time and effort was focused on our new Beggar's Pizza Pub out in the outfield. So we targeted simpler items this year because a lot of our focus was on the pizza pub. The Italian items that we kind of rolled with this year, we did a fried caprese ravioli out there, the standard chicken parmesan sandwich. Sorry
you've
about
got,
that.
You got a busy kitchen going on over there.
That's yes, sir.
Completely understandable.
It sounds just like the home game just got canceled.
Oh, really? What?
Yes.
The home game just got canceled.
We apologize for the inconvenience.
That's the PA announcement coming through all the speakers in the ballpark.
I wonder if that is because of the weather that they might be looking at today.
I suppose that's the first time hearing about it right now.
Well, we're getting the word as you are getting the word on this.
Yes, sir.
Well, okay. Well, we'll follow up on that. But it looks like that's going to happen. I wonder what kind of reaction you had to serving the pizza there, because, you know, if anything is a volatile subject in Chicago, it's a discussion of pizza. You know, what kind of pizza? What's the best? What's, you know, I like this, you like that. How did it go serving pizza out in the outfield?
It goes well. Pizza is definitely one of our staples, as it is in most concessions. Prior to 2015, you know, we had DiGiorno, and then prior to that, it was Connie's. So we do like to stick with Beggars. We're really glad they came on board. And it's just, it is a fan favorite. It's the South Side fans really gravitate towards it. And we've seen an increase in pizza slice sales since they've been on board.
So talk to me about, some of the other, what are the most popular foods that you sell there? Is it hot dogs? It's got to be like hot dogs and beer. If I'm going to take a guess.
Yes, sir. Our top five items very rarely change. Beer is the leader, and the Vienna beef, all beef premium hot dog is typically number two or three. So, we're definitely an 80-20 business. We make 80% of our money off of basically 20% of our items, and the standard ballpark fare is always in the top.
What else would be in the top five? I'm going to guess peanuts.
Peanuts are pretty close. Nachos are up there. Soft pretzels are up there.
Yeah, see, I'm very old school in my baseball food. Hot dogs, beer, peanuts. You look around and all you do is you're seeing people eating the nachos. So, of course, that would be in there. What would be one thing that's a really big seller that might surprise us?
The Cuban sandwich is a pretty good item for us. It's sold on one cart on the third base side of our ballpark, and we get to close to 90 to 100 sandwiches a game, which is pretty good when you don't really think about a Cuban sandwich being part of a concessions menu.
Yeah, being a traditional food for the great American sport, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So it sounds like you've polished up a few things, but really, nothing really like super crazy on the list. Some years, I remember sushi was an offering one year, which never made sense to me in a sitting in a hot ballpark. But you know, different kind of items. Are all those things still available, or you know, do you try certain things and see what's popular and see what's not?
We typically use the second half of a season to test an item and see if we want to carry it on in the following season. So we do have, you know, we will try things, and if they don't work, we take them off. You know, we tried to do some upscale premium desserts this past season or in 2015, and they just didn't really resonate with the fans. So there's no sense in carrying something that's not going to sell.
Sure.
So we
of course
eliminated those.
So what are your most popular desserts then?
Oh, by far, we're just soft serve ice cream. People love our waffle cones. People love the root beer floats. We sell a small souvenir White Sox helmet. And then, of course, you've probably seen the gigantic White Sox helmet with the family sundae that we,
right.
we split by three or four. Three or four people can polish that thing off.
Allegedly. Allegedly, yeah. Three or four. When I've seen people eating them, it's one person eating.
Yeah. It's something. It's an eye catcher when you take that thing down into the seats, and people are like, "Where'd you get that?
Wow, where'd that come from?" Exactly right. Yeah. Well, okay. Well, it sounds great. And as you heard a moment ago, as it was being announced at the ballpark, the game between the White Sox and the Indians today has been officially postponed because of the rain. The game. Maybe I'm telling you some things that you don't know here, my friend. The game is going to be made up on May 23rd as part of a straight doubleheader that will begin at 4:10 p.m. The game originally was scheduled to begin at 7:10 tonight, but it has officially been postponed due to rain. Fans must exchange their game tickets and parking coupons from today's postponement for tickets of equal or lesser value to any future regular season White Sox home game. The official word from the White Sox there. So,
Thank you. Save me a call, for sure.
Definitely. Happy to help if I possibly can. I'm glad you could join us with some culinary information and also information for fans who may have been headed out to the ballpark. Joey Nigro with Delaware North Sports Service, the food guys over at U.S. Cellular Field. Joey, thank you for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dean. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thank you very much. And when we come back, we'll talk to the guys at Wrigley Field and find out about their food service. The weather is supposed to get better by tomorrow. It's still going to be chilly for the home opener. But we'll find out if any changes may be imminent there. When we come back, 1243 WGN.